predictable across the studies. Here's Matchison showed that ultrasound alone, which is the thing I don't think we should be doing, only found 34% of positive axillas. But of course, there will also be false positives if you haven't looked at the pathological status of the node. Adding on FNAC, in the Wright study here in the Annals of Surgical Oncology, identified 21% of positive axillas. But the bottom line is here that you will not be able to really find a very large number of positive axillas because ultrasound is relying simply on morphology. It's subjective, and morphology of a normal-looking node is not going to be sampled, and that's one of the problems.